I'll turn our attention to Senate Bill 17, which is open for hearing and proponent testimony.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Commissioner Johnson thought that maybe we'd try a fresh face on a bill this morning. This is the easiest bill this morning, and since I'm an underling, that's the bill I got to take up today. My name is Brace Healy, Deputy Commissioner of School and Public Lands. Thank you, Representative Dunnifin. I'm going to explain to you first how this bill came about and then what the amendment will do to change and what the bill, in effect, will do to change. Over the course of time, of course, we lease, our leases have been five-year leases with a five-year automatic renewal for those leases. Over time, because of cancellation of leases and strategic leasing of property, we've got land, for example, let's take a section of ground that is leased by the same person, but it's leased in four different leases in four different years. Therefore, essentially eliminating competition because that section is leased in 160-acre units in four different leases in four different years, but it's fenced as a section, only one fence. Another example is an example in Brown County that actually did come up a couple of years ago with a quarter of farm ground that in the same situation was in four different leases in four different years with the same leaseholder. We had an individual come to lease. He thought the whole quarter was up, wanted to lease the whole quarter for farming, got to the lease auction and found out only a 40 was up for auction that year. The other 40s were split out in three separate years. He said he couldn't afford to drive the 10 miles to come farm that for a 40, but he certainly could for the quarter. Thus would have generated more money for the trust fund and the constituents. Another example that also happens over time in many of our grasslands areas, the piece of property, the quarter or the 80 or 40 with the water development on it, is leased in a separate lease from the remaining property in the section. And that, as you would well believe, the property that has the water on it is the most expensive property there. And once a leaseholder leases that property, gains control of that property through the lease process, the other property that goes with that always brings the minimum bid because there's no competition because there's no water that goes with the rest of the property. Those are some of the reasons the bill came to us, and the commission and I will be very frank, this will cause competition in the bidding process. This will cost our leaseholders more money, but it will be raising more money for the trust fund that was set up in the Constitution, which, as Commissioner Johnson pointed out in his opening testimony, is our sole constitutional duty to raise money for our beneficiaries. I'll speak a little bit to the amendment. The amendment we found when we were looking at the bill, adding in on line 10 of the first page, after we strike for a period of 5 years and begin with the Commissioner May, we want to clarify that we never intend to give you a five-year lease and then lead you along to think you have a five-year option and just drop that. At the time of auction, when you go to the lease auction at your county courthouse, the terms will be spelled out that your lease is for X number of terms, and then your option, your renewal, would be for a set number of terms. So it's not a situation where Mr. Johnson could rent a quarter of ground in a five-year lease, and he comes up at the end of the five-year lease, and some commissioner just decide, I've decided not to give you an option next year. We're going to go back to the bidding process. So that's what the amendment does, to clarify that you would know at the beginning of the lease of what your option renewal would be. And that's all I have for now. I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you. Further proponents on Senate Bill 17? Further proponents? One last time, any further proponents? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to proponent testimony and open it to opponent testimony on Senate Bill 17. Are there any opponents?
Mr. Murphy, Mr. Chairman, Jeremiah Murphy again. I don't know that this does anything except as to renewals. I don't think this changes the law. I'm assuming it doesn't as to any leases that are out there, including the options that went with them when the lease was first entered into. And I don't know what the problem is, and I don't know what this does. Because I don't believe the commissioner has to give on an initial lease. I don't think he has to make that 5 years today. I think he has to make the extension 5 years. I think it's practice he has, but I don't think he's statutorily required to. So I don't know, that being my view, what this does. My understanding was that prior commissioners have brought these parcels into line where they had the very thing that Bryce spoke about, the expiration 4 years in a row. It's my understanding that some time ago a commissioner brought those kinds of situations together. And there may be a few stragglers, but I think that's pretty well been straightened out. And I don't know what this does. I do know that it does impact on that extension, on that renewal extension. And I don't know that that's necessary. But I had a different amendment I was looking at until just a few minutes ago, and so I'm trying to figure this amendment out, but that's the best I can do with it. Again, it's a change, and I'm not sure that it's needed, and so for that reason, I oppose this also.
Thank you. Further opponent testimony.
Mr. Chairman, Larry Gabriel, Secretary of Agriculture. I did not speak opposed to the last bill. This bill manifests most of my concerns over the combination of these bills, and I realize you just defeated Senate Bill 16. But when I started to analyze these, when Kurt shared these bills with me, right away I saw where if these bills all passed, things were really going to change for the public land users in this state. But I realize now my comments have to be in regard to this bill before you, Senate Bill 17. And I look at the code at Chapter 5, Section 5512, and there is permission for the school and public lands to lease for 1 year leases with a right to renew for five. Now, I don't know how much they do that, but that has been specifically granted. Now, my concern when I first saw this was, let's assume that I just leased, and I do not lease any school land, by the way. I bought my school section the last year that there was an auction, and thank God I got it purchased because I bought it when land was not worth very much, and it would cost double or triple now if I had to buy it. But bear that as it may, I do not lease any land myself. But let's assume that Representative Olson and Representative Junkie were neighbors, and there was some land that come up for lease in between them. And they got in a bidding war on this land, and they paid three or four times what most land is renting for on that original lease. And then if you're going to come in, as the original bill, I believe, does, and say that when they get through with their five-year lease period, the commissioner, in his discretion, is going to decrease the renewal option to possibly only 1 year. Now, in the back of both of those gentlemen's prudent minds were the fact that they could pay more for the first five because it was going to roll back to the formula set rate at the end of 5 years, and they was going to get to lease it with no competition for that second 5 years. That's the way the renewal works. It's not a competitive bidding. So they factor that in, and that is what helps justify paying the higher rent for the first 5 years. And the way I read the bill as drafted, as introduced, we're saying we're going to change that. And to me, that's almost like a breach of contract to say that you lease something in a competitive auction with a right to renew at the end of 5 years for five more years, and now after you get partway through that, you're going to change that. Now, some could say, no, that's not really what we're going to do. But I read the bill face value, and to me, that's what it says. Now, the amendment that you have before you, I think, attempts to say we're going to change things and we're going to allow to use shorter-term leases or possibly a shorter-term renewal, so at least these two gentlemen, when they get in this bidding war, are going to know whether they can renew for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, or 5 years, you know, before they get in that bidding war. I think the amendment, as I understand it, is an improvement on the original bill, but I think it still does something that we should be very, very cognizant of. You know, most of us are trying to keep our smaller producers in business in this state. And we see a host of bills that we as the Department of Ag have to react to that are meant to keep the smaller guy in business. Well, if you looked at all three of these bills, if they all three would have passed, I think you've just declared war on the small rancher in Harding County, Meade County, Butte County, Perkins County. because now they're fair game, and big producers can come in and try to lease up all that land. Now, I don't think that's what the commissioner wants. But again, we have to take it for what it says. And that's the way my analysis is, and that's why I come here opposed to these bills today, because it's not going to cause to see what happen, what I hear everybody wanting to have happen. Save the small guy. Keep him in business. You know, we hear some talk, well, maybe if we get these bigger tracks that a young guy can come in and bid on these tracks. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not going to happen. It's a competitive world out there. And we in agriculture are as competitive as there are. And we'll bid that land up, and that poor young guy won't get a chance unless he's got a dad or an uncle or a good friend that helps him. And that's the bare reality of it. So look at it as what it says, and I guess I would caution you, and I would urge that you oppose this bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Gabriel. Further opponents to Senate Bill 17.
Hello. Robert Johnson, State Land Users. I guess I would disagree with Bryce Healy in that it would bring more money in. I think it would more have the effect to maybe limit the bidding and stuff when you go start looking at one-year leases. As a rancher, we have to have continuity in our program. When I go to the bank and make my loan out for the year to run, operating loan, they need to know that I'm going to have these leases for a while and that I'm going to be able to continue with them. Otherwise, they're not going to look at my operation as favorably as they would with, say, the five-year lease with the five-year renewal. And I think that if I was looking at leasing land and I had a five-year then option of one, it wouldn't be as valuable to me. So I guess I would urge you to defeat these bills.
Thank you. Any further opponents?
Mr. Chairman, Ken McNitty once again. I guess I kind of echo a little bit of what Secretary Gabriel referred to. One of the things that I think will happen, most agriculture is pretty much in the realm that they have to borrow money to operate. And when they go to the bank, of course, the bank is going to ask them, you know, well, what kind of a lease do you have? Well, I have a five-year with a one-year. That certainly is not as valuable as something that you can go to the bank and say, I can make this pay in 10 years or whatever. So I think it's going to detract on what that particular amount of ground will bring. The second thing that concerns me is the when you have a one-year lease at the end, what's the tendency of that person to do? He's going to try to get as much off that land as he can. Not all people, but many people would probably overgraze. They take as much as they can off the land because they know that they can possibly going to lose that lease. And I think that a one-year lease is probably going to be detrimental in the long run, because if they abuse that land in some ways, it takes several years to bring it back to its full carrying capacity. And I think that that would be a tendency with any short-term lease. I think you take as much off it as you can. If it's a long-term lease, you're going to conserve it, and you're going to keep enough there so you have good pasture and so on in the future. So I just am not sure that this is going to bring more money.
Thank you, Mr. McNenny. Any further opponents? Seeing none, I'm going to close the committee hearing to testimony and open it to questions and answers from the committee. Any questions? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to questions and answers and allow Mr. Healy 3 minutes, additional minutes, for any additional.
Between the two?
You may. You get 90 seconds, and the commissioner gets 90 seconds.
More like 60 seconds for me. Bryce Healy, Deputy Commissioner of School and Public Lands. Just to address a couple of issues that were brought up, I myself own a ranch farm in Brule County, South Dakota. 1,800 acres, and I have a three-year lease with my tenant. And I do not give him an option. I have a three-year lease, and his banker seems to be able to make it work. He knows that he doesn't have perpetuity. He knows that the lease is set up for 3 years. At the end of 3 years, we will renegotiate. So just a clarification on that. There are private practice enterprises that do it this way. It seems to be only government that hasn't quite made the step up to following private practice when it should. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Healy. Commissioner Johnson. You actually get 2 minutes. Mr. Healy stuck to 60 seconds.
Well, I probably won't use the 2 minutes, but never have I received so many compliments and so many no votes. These were brought in the spirit of trying to do a better job and trying to make more money for schools, and certainly I have nothing but compliments for the ranches that lease the land. 90% of them do a tremendous job, and I'm glad to see that you have the concern for the little ranchers and farmers. And Bill, I'm still going to come to your museum, we're still going to be friends even after the no votes. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Even after the next one?
I'll now open the committee hearing to discussion and or action by the committee. You do have a proposed amendment before you. What's your pleasure? Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move the amendment.
Is there a second? Representative Olson moves. Representative Jaspers seconds the amendment to Senate Bill 17. Discussion on the amendment. Hearing none, those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Amendment is carried. Discussion and action on amended Senate Bill 17.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hansen.
In respect to Mr. Healy's remarks, I'm a farmer up in the northeast corner too, and when these guys are talking about five-year leases and five-year renewals, to me that's an eternity. We're on an open reservation up there, and three-year leases are the maximum up there unless you have some kind of a fencing part of the lease project up there. But in that respect, I move to pass on this.
Representative Hansen moves, do pass. Representative Olson seconds. Discussion on the motion. Representative Glinski.
I just would like to clarify one thing. There seemed to be a lot of concern that the initial lease was not for 5 years. As I understand it, this primarily applies to the renewal. Is that correct?
I believe that is correct.
Thank you.
Further discussion on the motion. Representative Jaspers.
Mr. Chairman, I would move a substitute motion to defer the 41st day.
No, sir. Representative Jaspers moves. Representative Dunnifin seconds a substitute motion to defer Senate Bill 17 to the 41st legislative day. Is there discussion on that motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Well, this is, you know, the third of three bills dealing with the same general subject. And I guess my suggestion would be is that we do move this bill to the 41st day, and that maybe that will give the groups, the proponents and opponents, some time to sit down, and maybe we can update and change the way we deal with these lands, but do something that's a little more agreeable to all sides, and I think that would be the best step for us at this time.
Further discussion. Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Secretary Gabriel must have known my family has a section of school land, and we've gone through a scenario like that. We got bid up on a five-year lease. No one 5 years down the road will have it for another 5 years. And not contrary to Representative Hansen, but 10 years isn't an eternity when it's right in your amongst the rest of your land. And you know, I think. A five-year with a one-year renewal could get into a situation where, with former Representative McNenny. You know, if we're going to lose it, we want to get it for 1 year, go in there and just grub it down, and then it's worthless for the next 3 or 4 years, because in western South Dakota, it takes 3 or 4 years to come back after you grub it down to about the bare soil. So I hope we can support this motion to the 41st day.
Further discussion. Seeing none, the motion before the committee is the motion to defer Senate Bill 17 to the 41st legislative day. Those in favor shall say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary shall call the roll.
Brown.
Aye.
Dunwald.
Aye.
Dunnifin.
Aye.
Ekarius.
Aye.
Glinski.
No.
Hansen.
No.
Jaspers.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Michael.
Aye.
Olson.
No.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Napoli.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye. The deferral motion carries. Senate Bill 17 is deferred to the 41st legislative day.